Good morning, Zoe, and welcome to day 7 of our fast and devotional. It's a blessing to be with you today, and I'm excited to get into the Word with you. There's a couple of passages of Scripture that got my attention thinking about yesterday, where we were talking about the importance of trusting in the Lord and how when we trust in the Lord, it really allows us to swim upstream. And by that, we meant that we go against the grain of the world, where the world is filled with anxiety, we'll be filled with confidence in the Lord. Where the world is trusting in what humans can do, we're trusting in what God can do. Where I want to build on that with a couple of scriptures that got my attention this morning. The first is in Psalms 33, 10 and 11. And I'm going to read it for you right here. It says, "The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples." Now that's really interesting to think about God as frustrating our plans and bringing our counsel to nothing. Well, the reason why he does that is because the things that originate in humanity are temporary and really don't have a shelf life. They really can't really bring salvation in the long term. Okay. And so in verse 11, what the psalmist says is the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. So while human plans are temporary, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. And that's why God frustrates the plans of humans, because they're temporary and they really don't have lasting value in terms of what human beings need long term. But God's plans last forever. And I love this because what it says is that essentially it says the plans of his heart to all generations. In other words, he has a plan for each generation. He has a plan for this generation. And though we may be experiencing externally turmoil through the coronavirus and through financial turmoil and through all the different side effects of the coronavirus, the Lord has a plan for us that will not fail. I want to go to another passage of scripture that's very similar to the one I referred to in Psalms. It's Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 27, verse 28, and verse 29. It says this: "This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken. That is, things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain." What is it talking about? It's talking about God shaking those things that can be shaken. What can be shaken? Created things. Created things don't have the permanence that God has. And so if it's created, if it exists in this natural order, it is temporary. But what does it say in verse 28? "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." Verse 29, "For our God is a consuming fire." So we need to be grateful for being in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So though we are in a world that is shaken, we also live in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And that's where our confidence should be. And it's by putting confidence in God and in that kingdom that we will be sustained even in the midst of a crisis. And I love what it says in verse 29. It says, "For our God is a consuming fire." So really the thing that's on the move is God. It's less so much the coronavirus, even though that's moving in the natural. God is a more powerful force that's on the move. He is that consuming fire. And I pray that the fire of God and the fire of the Holy Spirit not only catches your attention, but catches you. And that in the process of this, of us hearing about the spread of the coronavirus, I pray that we see the spread of the fire of God. And that during this time that we see the beginnings of the third great awakening in America. Yes, I said it. I'm praying to God for the third great awakening in America. And I believe it's coming as we put our trust in the kingdom of God that cannot be shaken. Zoe, God bless you. Be wise, be safe, be encouraged. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be blessed.